Saturday's science. I think it's about time.
This is BBC Surrey.
Morning.
Morning.
My name's Catherine Harkup.
And I'm Anna Tanzos.
And I guess today we're talking about ricin.
They're blinding me with science!
Ricin is a famous poison. Anna and I have a bit of a healthy interest in this. I would describe it as not an obsession. I don't know as much about ricin as Anna does. I know the story of Georgi Markov, the Bulgarian dissident who was walking across Waterloo Bridge. But Anna, take it from there.
He basically felt a pricking sensation in his leg, got all the way to work at the BBC and started to feel ill. He got more and more sick, was admitted to hospital and ended up dying. And they discovered eventually that he'd been poisoned by ricin, which had been delivered into his body by a little pellet that had been fired, they think from an umbrella, into his leg. And the pellet was about 5 millimetres across with holes drilled in it, covered in a sugar coating. The drug was put inside. Once the pellet got into his body, the sugar dissolved and the poison was distributed around his body and it killed him.
But there was someone else who had this same assassination attempt made on them, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's happened a few times, I think, probably more than we know about. But there was a CIA agent who was also shot with a ricin pellet, and it lodged in his kidney, but he was lucky enough that his kidney treated it as a kidney stone and coated it in proteins and whatever the body uses to identify it as an invasive thing, tried to get rid of it, so the poison never actually got out.
So ricin, as I seem to remember, comes from castor oil beans. And castor oil beans are crushed up and ground to make castor oil all the time. Huge amounts of it produced all around the world, but it's really poisonous. Why isn't castor oil killing us?
Well, castor oil itself doesn't contain the poison. The poison is left in the skins of the beans, and it's just disposed of as a waste product. But if you were disposed to making poisons, you could collect this bean husks and extract out the poison and use it for nefarious purposes. It's actually very difficult to weaponise, apparently, which is why it's not something we hear about, more often used to kill people. It's a very interesting protein, the way that it works. There's actually two proteins together. One of them helps the nasty protein get into your cells, and then it's released. It's just one molecular bond has to be broken. And then the bad protein, it's actually called an RIP protein, a ribosome inactivating protein, because it inactivates your ribosome and kills you. It destroys your cell's ability to reproduce itself. And because your cells are reproducing all the time, if that doesn't work, you end up becoming very sick and dying. And that's what happened to Georgi Markov.
That concludes this morning's Saturday Science with Anna and Catherine. Now, don't you all feel much cleverer?
I do love the Saturday Science, ladies.